For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Normally for a story like this, you'd be hearing the sounds of a bustling hospital in the background, but drifting through a hospital ward is not an option open to radio reporters right now. So you'll have to take my word that the Lancaster campus of the Medical University of South Carolina is busy again, for the first time in weeks. Apart from the glass panel at the security desk and the masked guard who signed you in the lobby, you might not even know that there's anything that had come along to slow business down in the first place. But something sure did.
Across MUSC Health as a whole, we needed to get several hundred thousand dollars in expense out per day.
What Scott Broom is referring to is the sudden need to remove several hundred thousand dollars a day from the hospital system's operating budget. That includes the Mothership campus down in Charleston, two community hospitals in Florence and Marion, and the two upstate campuses for which Broom is the CEO, Lancaster and Chester. Where
it was several tens of thousands of dollars per day that we had to reduce our expenses by just to maintain financial viability.
The hiatus of elective surgeries and outpatient procedures led to 900 layoffs and furloughs across the 17,000 employee MUSC health system in April. 75 of those layoffs happened in Lancaster and Chester. An off-site imaging lab in Lancaster was also shuttered, and the employees who did get to keep their jobs upstate either got reduced hours or reduced pay. That, for the record, includes Scott Broom. Now for the good news.
Fortunately, in the last maybe 4 weeks, we've seen volume begin to pick up. Since the lifting of the restriction around elective cases by the governor, specifically, we've seen volumes begin to recover.
So much so that MUSC Lancaster and Chester are actually zeroing in on where they were at the end of March. That closed imaging center in Lancaster should reopen after Memorial Day. Outpatient services are resuming in both campuses, and Broom says hospital employees are being phased back in. He expects to be 100% staffed again by July 1st. Now for the less good news.
Emergency department volume has been slower to recover in our division and statewide and then even nationwide. That's a phenomenon that we're seeing really everywhere.
ER volume in Chester and Lancaster has been down significantly since April. And that's a problem because the life-threatening conditions that people had before South Carolina came to a standstill, they still have. Broom says a lot of patients are just afraid to come to the hospital now, and he's really trying to tell them how bad it is to think that way.
The risk from ignoring chest pain or from ignoring the signs and symptoms of a stroke because you're afraid to come is very high. We have seen instances to where people have just waited too long, and then the options for a full recovery become limited. So it is imperative that people seek care for things for which care needs to be sought.
And now the potentially good news. While the effect of any virus is to alter the system it inhabits, the resilience of the system that survives becomes an evolutionary adaptation, the new normal, as it were. In MUSC Health's case, that adaptation will be a technical one.
The thing that I really think COVID has brought to light that we knew of before, but was quite frankly having some difficulty with adoption, even from payment sources, is virtual care. COVID has forced the adoption of virtual care almost overnight.
MUSC Lancaster and Chester started the journey back towards normal by expanding virtual care immediately, Broom says. Every resident in South Carolina, in fact, can still get virtual care through the MUSC health system. And with the new frontier, a technical one, Broom says the practice of healthcare and public health could benefit immensely.
Think of the infection control benefit. So we're all not walking in and out of doctor's offices, potentially exposing ourselves to others or exposing others to ourselves.
And he says going more virtual might bend more than the infection curve.
I think it also has the potential to bend the cost curve in healthcare. If we convert hundreds of thousands or millions of visits a year to virtual care, the investment in virtual care is a lot lower than building a building to accommodate all those visits.
Over time, Broom says, virtual care has the potential to be transformative to the healthcare industry, even if, or maybe even because, its hand has been forced. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.